Welcome to Adding Everything Up with Adam Vromater, the podcast where you are given the facts and our guests give their insight on the matter. In this edition, we will be taking a look at four special guests' insight into the matter involving President Trump with farmers in our country, also involving rising prices for things such as farming equipment and cash crops like corn, wheat, and soybeans. First, we have Zach Mears, a senior at UW-Whitewater, who gives his personal insight into the matter and how he believes that the current administration can help not only farmers, but the general public as a whole.
So President Trump has provided significant aid to farmers during his trade disputes in the past. I'm assuming you've heard about that, right?
Yeah, I've heard about something like that a couple days ago.
So could we see similar assistance again this time around, and how much could that offset potential losses for farmers?
Well, the losses too with you know, prices for crops and everything going are still up, prices going up and stuff. Even though I know Trump said it's like, you know, just bear with me here, it all get lower down for prices. I mean, think about it. He just took over office. Not too long ago, like, was it a month and a half ago? Yeah. So, you know, it's like something like that just doesn't take, like, you know, less than 24 hours once a new person takes over as president of the White House or the United States. So, I mean, I know, like, he said the same thing too for things like inflation and stuff, because, you know, when Biden was in office, inflation was up. But Trump said that he plans on lowering it. But like, again, he just took over office, so takes a little bit to try to get inflation in general down.
So do you think that a way to, like, potentially help prices lower a little bit, do you think, like, an economic reset needs to happen in order for that to happen? Because I know, as you said, this isn't something that just happens overnight. This is, like, a gradual, like, processional thing. So I didn't know if you think that there needs to be, like, an economic reset in order for things to, like, work properly again.
I mean, at the moment, I would say it's probably the safe route in order to get these prices down for crops. I mean, is it not just crops? I mean, it's, like, all the other stuff, too, for farmers, how much they're getting and stuff, to get even, like, storage for all that stuff, you know, and even, like, storage, not just like in their, like, their barn, but like their silo and stuff, but all the other stuff, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
like, do you think that with the tariffs that's happening right now, do you think that's, like, influencing or will influence, like, farmers' decisions on investing, you know, in, like, equipment to farm?
Yeah, for equipment to farm. Yeah,
like, do you think that could honestly hold back, like, the overall, like, the modernization, I guess.
Yeah.
Of U.S. farming.
Yeah, I think that's one way, yeah, you would put it, yeah.
Yeah, things have been looking pretty rough so far, but I know everyone has their opinions about our president, and
yeah,
not, and we don't always agree with the ones who see it different, but he's got a plan. I believe he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And if he says that he's going to do something, I'll take his word for it until something happens otherwise.
It's like he says when he says he's going to make America great again, well, he's going to show that, hey, that he is going to make America great again. So,
Of course. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk.
Yeah,
so,
no problem.
So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Man.
Next, we have Tyler Wagner, a junior at UW-Whitewater, who believes that if given some time, farmers across America don't have anything to worry about.
So with President Trump's comments about loving the farmer and urging them to bear with him again, how do you feel like this sentiment resonates with farmers across the country, and do you feel like they feel supported or worried about the future as a whole?
Yeah. So on a personal note, I grew up in a small Wisconsin farming community, which is definitely more conservative. My grandparents, for example, owned a farm their whole lives, and so did everybody around them. And from what I've seen, that the support for Trump is very high in these areas. So when he tells them, bear with me again, he is relying on that trust that he's already established with those people. And I think there'll be some understanding on their part. If they already supported him in the past, they probably will accept this sentiment. But it obviously won't be true for everybody. Not everyone's going to bear with him this time, especially when there's a lot to worry about concerning prices and foreign policy. So yeah, there's a lot of worry to go around, especially with the current prices, inflation, and upcoming tariffs with foreign countries. So the farmers are not exempt from the worry, but I'd say the ones that already do support him are definitely more willing to put their faith in him this time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, but for that to happen, do you think there needs to be, you know, some form of like an economic reset for that to happen?
Economic reset is definitely on the table. I don't know if it's going to be the best option, but we'll see, because these situations are very delicate and they do take some time to get under control. So yeah. When Trump's telling them to bear with him, he's also saying, hey, this is going to take time. If you trust me, you know, you might not see results right away, but maybe in the future we're going to make this happen. So that's what he means when he's saying that. So I think a lot of farmers will feel secure when they hear that from him.
All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now we have Emily Coughlin, a sophomore here on campus, giving her thoughts on the outcome of the overall economy if people are not spending as much because of higher grocery prices, as well as giving her thoughts on the potential for eggs and other poultry products to go up because of the bird flu and how much of a price jump it could potentially be.
So in terms of the overall, like, broader economic concerns, like, how would consumer concerns about higher grocery prices coupled with the fact that there can be reduced spending affect the overall economy?
So I feel like it can make the system drop, and with people not wanting to spend money on the expensive items, and yeah, with how to attract more customers is to make the prices lower.
Yeah, because nobody wants to spend more money than they have to.
No, like, groceries are expensive, like today.
Yeah, you wouldn't want them to go up and then risk losing, like, potential customers coming in. Yeah, that is a fair point.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, with the fact that everything in price has been going up for how many years now, and it's only seeming to get worse as time goes on. Do you feel like consumers are more likely to see a significant difference, particularly as of late with the emergence of the bird flu and whatever? Like, do you feel are consumers more likely to see a significant difference in the price of eggs and other, products from chickens or other poultry in the coming months? And if so, how much of an increase in price would you think will be imposed?
I'd say yes. And how I think with that is, twice the amount.
Yeah, you're thinking about twice?
Or, more than that, but, yeah.
Yeah, overall, do you think that, do you think that there needs to be, an economic reset in terms of everything that's happening? You know, do you think, something like a reset in our economy needs to happen in order for everything to get back on track if something doesn't change within the coming months?
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like it'd be better for everyone. But then it causes issues. And,
well,
it depends.
That typically happens in
our
form of government. But yeah, I'm really hoping that the future is bright, which right now it doesn't look like it, but
no.
I know, but I have faith in our current administration that they'll get the job done. So
that's good.
Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to answer some of these questions for me.
No problem.
Finally, we have Hannah Franson, a sophomore on campus who has grown up on a small farm outside of Wales, Wisconsin, giving her 2 cents on what she believes will be the overall effect that these tariffs can have if they're not lifted soon, the chances of produce and other products and their prices going up because of it, and other key information.
There we go.
Okay.
So, coming from a small farm family, can you break down how much of an impact these tariffs could have on a farmer's profits if they remain in place for an extended period of time?
I feel like for people who live on big farms, like, I don't know, big farmers, I guess you could say, it's definitely going to have such, like, a bad impact on them just because, like, the profits that they make, they're making because of the different products that they have. So, like, tractors and stuff like that. So, like, the parts that they have to use on their tractors if something breaks down, obviously they're not going to be able to afford them because so many things are going up in price. Yeah. So, like, because of the tariffs that are going on with, like, Mexico, Canada, and China, like, in the U.S. cutting them off, basically, like, we aren't able to get those parts imported from those places that have helped us out a lot with that. And because of that, it's going to affect how much these farmers are able to make and how much they're able to produce their product and how fast they're able to do that, especially over a longer period of time. Obviously, things break down. And I mean, farmers can't like buy anything to help their crops grow with like fertilizers and stuff like that that we have imported from those places.
Yeah, well, that's not to say that some products wouldn't be cheaper, you know, like if you think about it. So if you think of that, like what are the chances that you know, the consumers will face higher prices or produce on like ground beef or anything else?
Honestly, I feel like, I mean, prices are already going up. Like, the price for eggs right now, like, you can go to the store and the price for eggs are, like, $11 right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Insane. And, like, I work in a restaurant, so, like, we get a lot of our sources from, like, farmers, like, specifically from people who own their own farms. And, obviously, we try to pay them as best we can. But, like, with, like, Easter coming up with, like, brunch, like, the prices for that is insane. And, like, even trying to get, like, meat from places, like, you can't. I mean, where we are now, like, the meat here is super expensive. Like, all of this, the chances for all of this just getting higher and higher is obviously very, very high just because no one can keep up with everything that's growing, including, like, I mean, just random things at the store that come from farmers. So,
you can thank the bird flu for
the high
for a lot eggs. Of things. Because you can go to Quick Trip and, like, I've been there and, like, just for a dozen eggs, it's over, like, $2 or $3. And I'm thinking, what in the world happened to, like, the 99 cents that we were so used to?
Yeah, it's insane. And I feel like it's just going to keep growing just because, like, everything's crashing down and we're cut off from all these other countries that would have helped us with a lot of this.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm hoping that President Trump knows what he's doing because I mean, I trust him because he's got to get the economy back under control. And I believe that he's going to do it. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I feel like it may require like an economic reset, honestly, so we don't fall into a recession. But
that's going to take a while to like make happen, though. That's
that will take a while. But, I'm kind of nervous for what's going to happen in the future, but, you know, I have faith, though.
Yeah.
I have faith.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine, I feel like, at the end of the day, but as of right now, where we are now, it's very difficult for other farmers. And, like, I live on a small farm, so, like, we sell, like, our chicken eggs and stuff like that, so, like, we don't sell it for, like, $11, but obviously we do what we can to help people, but we can only do so much because we also, like, my parents also have a family to take care of. They also have, like, things that they need to make a profit off of and at least make it worth it and, you know, stuff like that, but there's only so much that you can do for your community before you can do anything for yourself, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm hoping things turn around in the future. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to me about this. So thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Looks like that is all the time we have for today. Join me next time here on the Adding Everything Up podcast. For your host, I'm Adam Frohmater. Talk to you soon.